Blogging for Small Businesses, 6 Steps to Taking Your Brand and Blog to the Next Level. Introduction. Do you like coffee? No? Well, if you don't, I'm sure you at least know one person that does. Let me tell you a little story about a coffee company. A coffee company that almost missed their train of opportunity to grow and expand their business. It all began about 40 years ago when 3 friends decided to start a coffee business. In this business, they would cater to the American consumer and provide top-notch gourmet roasted coffee beans. Life was good, and their business was growing at a nice steady pace. Then one day, they decided to hire a young director of operations and marketing. This new guy brought, well, a new perspective to the 3 friends. And one day, this new guy traveled to Milan. This was a trip that would change his young life forever. While in Milan, the young man was fascinated with the coffee shops that littered the streets and the culture that was centered around those coffee shops. Right then and there, he knew this would be a huge success in America. So what did he do? He reported his findings to the 3 coffee shop owners. He explained the culture to the men, and how people brought their pre-brewed gourmet coffee in the shops, how they sat down to read the daily news and sip their cup of joe in the shop, and, well, how they just enjoyed social and laid-back atmosphere of the coffee shop. In fact, it was really a cafe setting. What did the 3 owners think about this revolutionary idea? It won't work. They believed that coffee was meant to be enjoyed in the peace and quiet of the home, and not at a local cafe. Needless to say, those 3 men eventually sold their company to the young man, and the young man grew the revolutionary coffee cafe idea into over 17,000 stores in more than 55 countries. In fact, it's a household name today. What's the company's name? None other than Starbucks. You see, Howard Schultz foresaw where the coffee industry was heading, and he saw to it that Starbucks would reap the benefits of this new trend. The lesson? Businesses need to be aware of the different market trends and embrace them. This will promote growth, which will ultimately promote new revenue streams. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's happening again. A new trend, that is. And this is a trend which affects every business, and this means you too. What is this trend? It's blogging. It's social media. It's customer relations in the 21st century. It's being connected with your customer and engaging them. You can be like the 3 old friends and sit down on the opportunity, and there's nothing wrong with that. They grew a successful business providing their local market with freshly roasted gourmet coffee beans, but they lost out on an opportunity to take their business and brand to the next level. Or you can be more like Schultz and follow the trends. You could go where the consumers are. And where are the consumers today? Online. We are in the information technology age. If your business is not online, it should be. Your customers are looking for you and waiting for you there. And if your business is online, well, this guide will show you how to take your brand to the next level. There are only 6 simple steps to follow, so let's get started. Step 1, got passion? I want you to think back to a time when you were in school. Now, what was your favorite subject? Was it math? Was it history? How about English or science? Whichever it was, I'm sure you had a passion for it, right? I mean, you just couldn't get enough of it, and you wished every class was that class. Let's look at an example. Let's say you're a big science geek, but you hate history with a passion. So what do you think happens? Well, when it's time for history, you have to drag yourself into class. You force yourself to sit down, and you fight with all your strength to stay awake during your monotone teacher's lecture. You do your work, and you get decent grades, but you could do better. It's just your heart is not in it. So when the bell rings for the next class, you're the first student out those doors. Time for science class. Oh boy, it's the class you've been waiting for all day long, and it's finally here. It's the class where you get to do all sorts of fun stuff. Stuff like blow a balloon up with helium and set it on fire, taking dead stiff frogs and dissecting them, creating fun class projects like a hovercraft and so many other amazing things. It's no wonder you have a diehard passion for science. You rush through the hallway, grab your books and materials from your locker, and you are among the first into the classroom. You take a seat towards the front of the class because you don't want to miss a thing, and you wait for the lectures and fun to begin. Now, which class do you believe you'll make the best grades in and excel in? That's right, the science class. And why? Because that's where your passion is. Having a business is no different, and having a business blog is no different. More than likely, you started your business because you had a passion, correct? Check this out. This is Gary Vaynerchuk, a business owner and a very passionate blogger. In fact, Gary has found so much success in cashing in on his passion that he wrote a book dedicated to nothing but, well, cashing in on your passion. The book titled, Crush It, Why Now is the Time to Cash In on Your Passion. So as you see, passion plays a major role in your business. But what does Gary do? What is his passion? And how is he cashing in on it? Well, he's in the wine business. In fact, he has an upscale brick-and-mortar liquor store called the Wine Library. The liquor store, as you can guess, sells nothing but fine wines. Now, Gary's business was doing really good way before he developed his online presence and brand. But one day, he decided to take his passion for wine and share it with his beloved customers. How did he do that? By educating his customers on the different wines via an online vlog or video blog. In this vlog, Gary expertly tastes different wines and gives his personal feedback from tasting that wine. It can be found at tv.winelibrary.com. And by using this vlog, Gary was able to connect with his consumer base on a personal level and convey his passion of wine with them, of which they too have a passion. Okay, that shows how he used his passion to connect with the consumer. But how exactly did he cash in on his passion? Well, simply by selling the wines he tasted via his online retail store, winelibrary.com. Gary's brick-and-mortar store, as mentioned earlier, was already a huge local success. But when Gary took his passion and created an online presence and developed his online brand, he took his business to a whole new level. Now he services thousands of customers across the nation, and his business is bringing in multi-millions. But passion alone cannot get you to the next level. You need more than that. You need technical savvy and online marketing tactics. That's what the rest of this guide will cover, starting with, well, getting started. Step 2, getting started. Before you can create an online empire, you've got to know the basics, and that's what this section is about, getting set up for success. So what do you need in order to create a successful online presence? You need a catchy domain name. You need some web hosting. You need a logo and web design. You need a platform that's extendable. Let's get started. Domain name. What's a domain name? It's simply what your customers will type into their browser in order to visit your website. A domain name will be the lowest investment cost to getting your online presence created. On average, it will be around $10 to register your domain name, and will be around $10 per year after that to keep it registered. There are hundreds of domain registrars online, and a few which I would recommend to you. Enom.com, GoDaddy.com, Redcow.com, Moniker.com, DomainSite.com. There are literally thousands of domain registrars out there, and they all charge different prices for domain registration, but the majority will be around $10 per year. Now, when registering your first domain name, you will want to get the .com version of the domain name. Do not even consider getting the .net, .org, or .biz of your domain name. Why? Because the norm in the consumer's mind is the .com, and if you get one of the others, you risk losing your customers to your competition that does own the .com version of your domain name. Web hosting. Once you get the domain name, you will need to find some web hosting. You, however, will not want to pick just any web host. You will want to pick a web host which will work with the web platform we will be using, a platform which I will reveal to you shortly. There are only a few things we need to look for in a web host. The main features are they offer Linux and cPanel hosting, have PHP 5+, and have a good bit of bandwidth and hosting space available. Here are a few good web hosts. HostingZoom.com, RedCow.com, OneAndOne.com, HostGator.com. Web hosting will vary between a few dollars a month to around $10 a month. While this is a larger investment than getting a domain name, it is still a very small investment compared to a television ad, a newspaper ad, or Yellow Page ad, and its responsiveness is much greater. Logo and web design. In order to establish your online presence and develop your brand, you need a business logo and a good website design. You might already have a business logo for your brick and mortar business. If you do, that's great. No need to create a new one. All you will do is use the one you already have. If you don't, then there are a number of places you can get a good logo design for you. You could outsource the logo design to a freelance website like Elance.com or VWorker.com. However, there is one freelance outsourcing website that is all about logo design. It is www.99designs.com. 99 Designs is a unique approach to outsourcing your logo project. Here's how it works. 99 Designs connects the design seeker with the logo designer, and it puts all the designers against each other via a friendly contest. You might be thinking, don't all outsourcing websites do this? I mean, they all have to compete and bid on the project, and you would be right. However, 99 Designs takes it to a new level. Freelancers are not bidding on the price. You've already established what the price will be. Instead, they are submitting their logo designs to your competition in hope of winning the prize money, the price you have already set. The advantage of using 99 Designs as opposed to Elance or VWorker for your logo design, you get dozens of talented designers submitting their designs to your contest. You then get to view them all and choose the one you like the best before you award the contest prize money to the winner. Now, what about website design? You've got your logo, but you need a good website design for your business. You can use the same outsourcing websites above for your website design projects, but you'll be spending hundreds of dollars for a web design when you can get one for free or for pennies on the dollar. How? Well, this next section will show you how. Website platform. What is a website platform? It is a piece of online software which takes the technical aspect of creating a website and simplifies the entire process for us laymen. Using a website platform, you do not need HTML knowledge. You do not need PHP, Java, Flash, and so forth knowledge. All you need to know is how to click a button. If you can use Microsoft Word, you can create a compelling website without the need for a web designer or a web developer. Fact is, this one little piece of knowledge will save you untold thousands of dollars. There are a number of website platforms out there, Jumia, PHP Nuke, Blogger, WordPress, and many others. We are going to focus on WordPress. WordPress is a free blogging platform which also acts as a CMS solution. WordPress will work with any Linux host which has cPanel and PHP 5+, which we discussed on page 10. Best part, it's free. And search engines love WordPress websites, and it's highly extendable with plugins, widgets, and themes. Literally, if you can use Microsoft Word, you can use WordPress. WordPress uses a what you see is what you get editor. Simply type what you want into the text box area, upload whatever images and videos you want, then publish the post. When you click the Publish button, WordPress will automatically transform your typed message into HTML and make the website go live on your web. Also, you can use the same easy feature to edit already live pages. What does this mean? No more paying hundreds of dollars each and every time you want to add a new web page or need to edit an existing one. Instead, just do it yourself. How much money would this save your business in the long run? You can download the latest version of WordPress from WordPress.org and follow the simple steps they give you to install it on your web host. We will be using WordPress for the duration of this blogging guide. Once you do that, then you can tap into the power of WordPress themes, plugins, and widgets. What are themes? Well, simply, it's a web design that works with the WordPress platform. And there are thousands upon thousands of free themes you can use with WordPress. You are sure to find one to fit your business needs. And what if you want that little extra something? You can purchase a premium WordPress theme for next to nothing. The average price is between $40 to $60, and you have yourself a dynamic website design. Where can you find free and premium WordPress themes? First off, you can head to Google and do a search for free WordPress themes or premium WordPress themes. You can also access a directory of free themes directly from your WordPress backend. Let me show you how. When you first log into your WordPress backend, you will go to yourwebsitedomain.com/wp-admin. You should see something similar to the following. Next, you will enter the login details you created when you installed WordPress onto your web host. Once inside the backend, you will click on Appearance, then Themes. Once you click on themes, you can either manage the themes you already have, or you can install a new theme. We are going to install a new theme, so click on Install Theme button. You can do one of two things. Search for a specific theme using a keyword, or keep the search box blank and hit the search button. If you do the latter, you can view all available free themes which are in the WordPress database. Note. These are not all the free themes available to WordPress. There are hundreds more. These are just the ones that are in the WordPress searchable database. If you want to find some good premium WordPress themes, then check out www.premiumwp.com. PremiumWP is a blog that showcases and reviews different premium WordPress themes from all the different designers and companies that develop them. Their honest approach has helped me to pick a number of different premium themes for my own WordPress websites. Okay, we have talked about WordPress themes, and I have shown you how to get your own free or premium theme. But what about plugins? What are WordPress plugins, and why are they so powerful? Well, a WordPress plugin is an extension to the WordPress platform. It is either developed by WordPress or it can be developed by a third party. This is what makes WordPress a great platform to use, the plugins. And there are so many plugins out there. This is all due to the huge community that surrounds WordPress. Just like themes, plugins can be free or premium. The functions of plugins will be different, but they have the same goal in mind, to extend the functionality of WordPress and to make it that much easier to use. Throughout the rest of this guide, I will be introducing you to some very powerful plugins. The majority of these plugins will be free. Step 3, capture leads. One of the reasons you create a website is to generate targeted leads for your business. And what way better to capitalize on those leads than to capture them? Capturing a lead is nothing more than getting their contact information. This can be their mailing address, their phone number, or their email. When you're marketing online, you will want to get their email address. What happens once you capture their email? Well, you can email them anytime you desire. You can email them to give them some tips and advice. You can email them to let them know about a new service or product you're offering. You can email them to let them in on an email exclusive special coupon of 25% off everything in the store. Pretty much the opportunities are unlimited, but the first step is capturing those leads, and WordPress has some plugins which make this process easy for you. But before you can begin using these plugins to capture those leads, you need an autoresponder. What is an autoresponder? An autoresponder is an online service which will automatically respond to your customers when they enter their email and name to join your mailing list. These mailing services will host your email list for you and will allow you to grow your mailing list to however large of a size that you need it to be. From their back end, you will be able to set up autoresponder series and send broadcast emails to the entire list with a simple click of a button. They are an essential part of online marketing and are fairly priced. Here are a few of the more popular autoresponder series: Aweber.com, GetResponse.com, I'mNikaMail.com, MailChimp.com. There are dozens of others, but the few above are among the top. Once you have your autoresponder service in place, then you are ready to set up your own email capture system. So let's get to it then. There are different ways you can capture your consumer's email from your blog, but there are only two we are going to focus on: an email capture form on the website itself and via a pop-up email capture form. Let's see some examples. This is Ryan Lee's blog. On his blog, he has an email capture form in order to capitalize on the traffic that comes to his blog. He uses this form to turn visitors into targeted leads. How? Well, first off, Ryan Lee is a business coach. He teaches businesses and people how to make money online. People are coming to his blog because what he is writing about interests them. They want to learn how to make money online. But he has a problem. People will not just willy-nilly enter their email address into an email capture form and hit the submit button. Nope. Instead, he has to entice them to do so. How? Ryan offers them immense value for free. What's the value? A free report, 7 ways to instantly double your income. Because the visitors coming to his website are interested in making money online, then they will be compelled to give Ryan their email address for his valued free report in return. It's a win-win situation. The visitor gets to learn something new, valuable insight on how to make their business to the next level, and Ryan gets a new targeted lead who's interested in the type of product he offers for sale. Now he can email them whenever he desires, and just maybe one day they will buy some of his products. But sometimes an email form on the actual website does not catch the visitor's attention. What's the solution? Well, let's throw that email capture form right in their face. That's where the pop-up email capture form comes into play. Using a pop-up when a visitor first arrives on your blog will surely get their attention, but this is not your normal pop-up of the 1990s. It's a new Web 2.0 pop-up that is not as intrusive, nor can it be blocked, yet it is highly effective and converts very well. But when you use a pop-up, you do not want to overdo it. You don't want to show it to your visitors every time they visit your website. So, there are WordPress plugins which allow you to create an email capture pop-up that is shown only once to your visitor per every so many days, and you get to choose this number of days. I'm going to show you how you can install your very first free WordPress plugin, WP Super Pop-Up. First, log into your WordPress backend. Once there, go ahead and click on Plugins and Add New. Next, you will want to do a search for WP Super Pop-Up. Once you find WP Super Pop-Up in the list, go ahead and install it. After the plugin is installed, you will want to activate it. Once it is activated, then all you need to do is follow the plugin's instructions and create your very first email capture pop-up form. It's that simple. And WP Super Pop-Up has a pro version you can buy, too. This pro version gives you more bells and whistles than the free version, such as putting an email capture form directly into your website anywhere you choose to do so, even directly within a blog post. But there is more to taking your blog and brand to the next level than just email capture forms. There are ways you can actually increase your readership, visitor traffic, and credibility all at the same time. How? That's what this next section is about. Step 4, guest blogging. Why do some people come to your blog? They read to read what's new. But sometimes it can be difficult coming up with new posts every single day. And what happens when you stop creating blog posts? Well, your readership will die off and interaction between you and your customers will die off. What's the solution? That's right, guest blogging. Guest blogging brings your business blog fresh content with both your customers and Google will love. Guest blogging brings your customers a fresh perspective and something new to look forward to. But guest blogging does more than bringing new ideas and new blog posts to your website. It's a bird killer. It kills two birds with one stone. How is this? It's because when these other industry experts write a post on your business blog, then it associates you with that expert. When that connection is made, then it ups your credibility in the eyes of those who read your post. They think, hey, this company got Mr. X to blog for them. Wow, they must really have a good product, service, and know what they're talking about. But it goes much deeper than that. Check it out. You have a blog post about dog grooming. What types of posts can you offer your customers base to keep them coming back to your website? You can write a post which outlines the 7 simple steps to dog grooming. You can write a post about how to groom a large breed dog. You can write a post on how to give a hyperactive dog a bath and so on. But eventually, you will want a change of pace in your post, and your readers will too. So what do? You find a local dog trainer, and you start a conversation with them. You explain to them that you have this website, and that there's a lot of local customers that frequent it. On this website, you offer tips and advice on dog grooming, but you want to expand your blog's offerings. So you begin to explain to him that his dog training experience would be a great fit with your blog and that he might potentially pick up some new dog training clients if he provided some high-quality posts about dog training on your blog. He agrees to do a few guest posts for you, and now you have a local industry leader posting to your business blog for free, and it increases the value and credibility of your business. But it can go both ways. What if that dog trainer had a blog of his own? Well, when he comes to your blog and offers valued posts, then your customers might go and visit his blog and become active participants and customers of his. What if you went to his blog and did a guest post for his customers? What would happen then? Well, as long as you provide a quality post, you will be perceived as an industry expert in his customers' eyes. What happens then? What happens is, if his customers love what you have to say, they just might visit your own company's website. And if they visit your website, then you have the opportunity to capture them and turn them into a paying customer. Awesome stuff, isn't it? But what if you do not know any other industry experts? How can you find someone that's an expert in your field and have them agree to post on your website for free? That's where my blog guest comes in. My blog guest is a place which connects people of like interest and of similar blogs together. On my blog guest, you can find other industry experts to come in and do a guest post for you. And guess what? It's all free. Not only that, but you can choose to find bloggers that need guest bloggers, then go and do a guest post for them. The benefit of using my blog guest, you will increase readership, customer retention, prime engagement, and, well, just bring fresh content to your business blog. Not to mention that you can use my blog guest to bring in targeted leads to your website by being a guest blogger for another industry expert's blog. So this becomes a win-win-win scenario. You get fresh content for your blog. Your blog guest gets targeted leads to his own blog, and your customers get valued content that they will treasure. But if you are wanting to take customer engagement and viral targeted leads to a whole new level, then you need to check out this next session. Step 5, social integration. One of the goals of creating a website and blog for your brick and mortar business is to, well, get local customers opening your doors. But how do those local customers find you? One way is via a search engine like Google. Research has shown that more and more people are looking for the phone number and locations of local businesses via the internet, and the first place they go is the search engine. That's a one-way tool. A good tool, but only allows a one-way solution. With search engines, you have to wait until your customer is ready to find you and interact with you. Why not take the initiative and go get the customer yourself? Enters social media. In order to find your local market, you have to go to where they are. And online, you will find those people hanging out at local social networks like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Flickr, and so on. So what do you do is create an account at Facebook, Twitter, and all those other social networks. Then you link your business's website and blog with it. This way, you can tap into the viral power of social media. I am going to show you a series of different ways you can integrate social media into your website and how it will take your business and blog to the next level. Let's check it out. S-Media is a news blog about social media. Let's see how they are integrating social media into their website. S-Media has Facebook and Twitter buttons at the top of their website for their readers to follow them on those networks. This links their website to the social media accounts. Let's see how it works. We will use Facebook as an example. When you go and view a blog post on S-Media, you will see the following at the top of the blog. If you click on that like button, then it will post onto your Facebook wall. When it posts to your wall, then all of your friends will see that link. Now, what do you think some of those friends will do? That's right, they will click on the link to see why you liked it, and they just might join the conversation that's going on the blog. Now, if they like the post too, well, that just starts a new chain reaction, one where their friends will see they shared links and where you can visit the website and where they can click the like button. It's amazing how fast a blog post can go viral, and there are a number of plugins to help out, and I will list a few of them in a moment. But I want to share two last integration techniques. This is Absolute Fitness of La Follette's website and blog. How this fitness blog has a brick and mortar gym where members go and work out. They also have this website which tells potential customers what their gym is all about, but it's more than just that. It's also a membership site. On Absolute's website, you can join for free and you can sign up and log in using your Facebook account with a simple click of a button. Once logged in, you gain access to their free membership area where they give you fitness tips and advice via video. And you have the option to become a paid member and receive even more features and benefits. But why not use their own login system? Well, it's easier for people to just click a button and be signed up and log in at once. People do not want to take the time and fill out all the same information over and over. But that's not all. By allowing them to use their social media accounts, you can capture their emails and demographics with the click of a button. This way, you can stay in contact with them about new special promotions. Still, there's another good way to connect your blog to social media. You can integrate the social conversation. Much in the same way the shared link worked, the social commenting system will work too. You see, when you post a comment on a blog that has connected their comments with Facebook, then your comment will not only be visible on the blog, but also on your Facebook wall. What happens now? Well, your friends will see the comment on your wall. They will visit the blog post. They just may like the post or join the conversation by commenting on the post. Guess what? The viral train begins all over again. Okay, cool. I see how these powerful and tools work. But where can and how can I implement them? You can find dozens upon dozens of social media plugins for WordPress. Many are free and some are paid. Here's a list of some good ones to use. Facebook Comments for WordPress, Janrain Engage, Sociable, WP to Twitter, Simple Twitter Connect, and hundreds more. If you wish to install any of the above, just head over to your WordPress backend. Go to Add New under Plugins and do a search for the above plugins. Then, well, install them or do a search for other Facebook, Twitter, or other social network plugins. You will find no shortage of free social plugins for WordPress. But just knowing all of this accomplishes nothing. You have to actually, well, do it. Step 6, take action. All the tools and knowledge mean nothing if you do not act upon what you learn. Consider this. The internet is a can of beans and you're hungry. What do? You try to open the can with your bare hands and you try opening the can with a rock. You try to open the can with a hammer and you try to open the can with a spoon. Whatever you tried, it just did not work. Why? Was it because you were using the wrong tools? Yep. A few hours later, after you had exhausted all of your energy and resources, a nice little old lady comes up to you and says, "Hun, you can't open that can with your teeth. Here, use my can opener." Now you have the right tool to open the can and to cure your hunger. But you will still be hungry if you do not take the action and use the can opener. The same can be said here. If you do not use the knowledge and the tools you have discovered within this report, then you will continue to be hungry. So take action. That's it. That's the 6 steps to taking your business and blog to the next level. Now go and put step 6, taking action, into play to your success.